one and old, welcome to another episode of Kobold Talk, the podcast where you can take in a little kobold magic, discover new ways to make your kobolds more fun, and most importantly, you know, take candle. We've got an awesome episode this time. We're finally back for episode 3. You know, took a second, but that's what it is. That's just what it is. And we're going to kick things off, I don't know, maybe a little more classical. Brent's got something special.
Yeah. So once a year or so, we like to check in with all our kobolds out there. It's a good time to take stock, see what kobolds we've collected over the past year, what we've learned about kobolds over the past year. And I have been looking into kobold poetry. And so I want to read an excerpt from The Kobold Thief by Joseph Kushner that I found on allpoetry.com. It goes, "The kobold picks the pocket of the sleeping dwarf, helping himself to gleaming coin." Now, Casey, what do you think that means? What do you think the author meant by that?
I mean, my guess is kobolds are just attracted to shinies, and they need to get them shinies.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
That's correct.
God.
Now, the author did write a second stanza. The poem had two stanzas. The second stanza was actually pretty bad, and I didn't even bother to write it down. But I do like that first stanza. The kobold.
That's a good one.
Picks
I like
the
it.
Pocket of the sleeping dwarf, helping himself to gleaming coin.
Gleaming coin.
Like, that's actually, you know, I don't know a lot about poetry, but that strikes me as actually being kind of good.
I mean, we don't know a lot about poetry, like you said, but I mean, it certainly evokes emotion. Yeah, you know?
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to do this myself. You know, every once in a while, I try to write a haiku. And so I tried.
Right, yeah.
This time I wrote what I call a kobold haiku. And the cool. Rules are a little bit looser. It's just all that's how that works.
Right.
Kobold talk begins. Kobolds are happy and fun. Kobolds are number one. So that's the classic pattern of 5, 7, 6 in this case, because it's a kobold
right,
poem.
Right, they're yeah. just, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the smartest, but it still feels good.
Yeah, but anyway, here we go. Do you have any updates on kobold purchases, Casey? What do you get?
A little bit, yeah. Actually, this just in, my copy of Kobolds Ate My Baby, which I talked about in the last episode, you know, I kickstarted, and it is finally here, and I'm super excited. It's a whole nice big orange book with good pictures of kobolds in it, and, you know, doing, like, this one's riding a goat, and he's got a hat on, you know? Like, there's a lot of good kobold stuff in this book, and it's all like character kobolds that you can play, and the rules to basically role play as a kobold and do kind of whatever you want, just because, you know, the kind of kobolds that you are in this game aren't your average kobolds. They're a little bit smarter. My purchase also came with this nifty Kobolds Ate My Baby coloring book.
That is outstanding.
Which I was very excited about. Yeah. And what's even better is it's a storybook. So you could color this and then read it to the kids. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about a young kobold named Yeet.
Oof.
Yeet isn't like all the other kobolds because he thinks too much. Yeah. And he goes on adventures and loves to travel. He likes to think outside the box. It's pretty good.
That's great.
So, yeah, got that. And then the last thing that came in, it was actually a Morkborg conversion for kobolds.
Ooh.
Which looks very cool, just like most of the Morkborg stuff out there. It's you know, vibrant and bright, and so it's all the rules and stuff for that. And I haven't played any of these, but I'm very excited.
I haven't played a lot of Morkborg, but my understanding is that you die quickly a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, very quickly, yeah, and then there's always just a mechanism for your next character to come wandering into the scene pretty quick. And that works.
Actually fits in very well.
Yes, very, very well. Yeah.
Well, it's my understanding that the mechanics for Kobolds Ate My Baby is kind of that way already. Like, you're going to have many, many kobolds that you take control of, you know, for lack of a better word. And they die very easily. Like, they're all, like, one hit point all the time. And, you know, you try and make it funny and have a good time. It's about having a good time, but you do go through quite a lot of kobolds.
I actually want to play that. Yeah,
I do too.
We're doing this. Okay. Yeah. Put that in your bag for Adepticon. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can round up some other kobold fans along the way.
I would think so. I imagine somebody knows, because this game's been around for a while.
Uh-huh.
This is like the reprint refresh. Yeah, it's 1999 was the first printing. So it's been around like for a while. So there's got to be at Adepticon of all places, there has mm-hmm. to be somebody who knows yeah. a thing or two about this game.
Well, when we're walking around together at conventions, people come up mm-hmm. to us and they say, "Oh man, I really enjoy Kobold Talk."
That very warms
rarely,
my heart.
Very mm-hmm. rarely does anyone say anything about Paint Bravely the podcast, but as long as they mm-hmm. like something
who would
we're
blame
doing,
them?
Yeah. And plus, hey. Easier to find some players for Kobolds Ate My Baby or
that's true.
Kobold Morkborg. Mork Kobold.
De Smorkisborg. Kobolds Ate My Baby Morkborg.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. All right. That's a little bit of lucky kickstarting for you there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking back at my year of Kobolds.
Yeah.
And I've got a little selection here. So when I was at ReaperCon, I stopped by the booth from Kana Miniatures, and mm-hmm. she mostly sculpts cats, like cat adventurers, cat monks, druids, fighters, etc. But she had a little section for kobolds, and I got a pack of five winged kobolds here. And perfect. So we'll get to these we'll get to these someday.
I mean, if nothing else, this podcast is made up of mostly cats and kobolds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see the cat right there. I can hear the cat. So
yeah, sorry about that.
No.
I don't know how to fix that. I'm not going to yell at him because then he'll yell at me.
What's not broken.
We'll see. I'm going through my kobolds here. You interrupted me. And then when I was at SoonerCon, I met a listener who actually gave me a couple of little leather patches that they had mm-hmm. run through their laser engraver. Like I want to say thanks, Nick. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Bob. You know, okay. You know who you are, and I appreciate the heck out of you. But forgive me. It's late. I've been thinking about kobolds all day.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the nice little patches that I got from this listener is a picture of a kobold, and that is mm-hmm. wonderful. And we also have a Paint Bravely the podcast patch, and we have nice. A D20. And of course, the age-old question, but why is it called Sundrop? Why is it the Sundrop technique?
I've totally forgot about that. That's great.
Yeah, we're getting
You know what's funny? I just got those. And I haven't even looked at them yet.
We're getting a little off topic with Sundrop coloring technique. We got to get back to the bolds here.
But I mean, if you were going to paint some kobolds, which you seem to have a few, you could opt for the Sundrop technique. It would be quick. You could even do it in like a red or a blue or a green.
The Sundrop technique is when you just kind of throw a wash at a miniature, understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prime it white,
people an extra
throw some sepia on it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
charge an extra $4 per bold, and you're in business.
Yeah, if you want to start really upcharging on the kobold minis, like that's the ticket for sure.
You know, now another friend, known by the internet name of Sharp, gifted me a bold at last year's Adepticon, so almost a year ago now. I've got a cute little 3D printed bold. I can't remember the company this is from, but. Yeah, it don't matter.
Well,
it does matter, but he's a cool little guy. That's the point. And, a gift I gave myself is I printed off for myself three kobold surfers from Twin Goddess Miniatures. And Twin Goddess Miniatures Adam also sculpted a cyberpunk kobold this year, and I actually did get a chance to paint this little guy a couple of times.
A couple of times.
So this is the one that I put washes on. I did get a little bit closer to cell shading on another copy of this miniature, but
nice.
I think that does it for my model kobold acquisitions this year. Yeah, don't want to be on too much of a shopping trip.
Yeah, I mean, those kobolds get expensive, you know.
They add up.
I picked up one kobold model in the last year, just one. I mean, I have some digital files, but I haven't printed them, so I'm not gonna count that. Yeah, the Twin Goddess ones are pretty good. But I picked up a Dark Sword miniature that was from their Kickstarter. I think they sell it normally now. And a few months ago, you know, I got it. It's very small, and I don't know where he went. I had him on the desk, and he up and disappeared. I don't know why. So I do have a kobold problem in my hobby space currently. There's one on the loose, but that's okay. While I did have him, though, I had him in my pocket. I went to reach in and, you know, caught a metal shaving that went under my fingernail. That was pretty crappy. But
that's been my,
yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was under there for a while. Like, it was pretty far back. I had to watch the nail grow out, you know. It was kind of dumb. But yeah, that's the only kobold model that I actually physically own from the year. I am hoping at Adepticon this year to pick up some more, because I know there's going to be, you know, last year I think they had like a convention exclusive from somebody that was a kobold in a trench coat. So I'm hoping there's some more like that ooh, I can pick up this year, because I forgot last year. I was too busy handing out kobold magic cards to people, which I will do again this year.
Yeah, but you got to save a few of them, though, because we've been thinking maybe we should actually make some kobold magic decks.
I think that would be good.
Doing a little bit of theory crafting on that one.
Looking up a bunch of, like, net decks and finding all the kobolds and seeing how you can fit them all. And I want individual, like, 40 or 50 just... You know, one drop kobolds, just keep slamming them down. Overwhelm.
The thing is, I think they're zero drop. Kobolds are a zero, zero, one creature type.
That's even worse.
Yeah, they have to have special text on them to let you know that it's a red creature type, because there isn't even the little mountain up in the top right of the card to let you know. Yeah, but there is some synergy with dragons. There's some cards that, it's, you know, true, when you play a kobold, you can pay some mana to play a dragon, and you can various token generation kind of mechanics. And I've been watching some theory crafting net decking on kobolds, and it's possible to make a commander deck. There's a couple of options for theoretically kind of viable commanders, depending on who's in your pod, you know? And I think that could be fun. I think that maybe should be a goal for us.
That would be good.
A New Year's kobold resolution.
I mean, that actually, it would be great to do like a commander deck that, you know, just for the show, that kind of thing, because last year I played commander. I played a couple rounds with like Vincey V and John and stuff. So yeah, that was a good time. And I haven't played since then. And I definitely would like to bring a deck that I know what's in it. And kobolds seem like the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you were just borrowing decks then. I actually played two games, well, four games of Commander in the last week, and which is,
jeez.
Yeah. So this is on my mind. I'm thinking about the possibilities. Yeah,
even better.
So that may happen.
I mean, we don't have time this year, but
yeah, you know, give out some kobold tokens, if you will, at Adepticon. But keep a few back. Maybe give me a couple. You know, give me
I one, will. Yeah,
give me I one will. Every day so I can build my deck.
I bought like 150 of the same card. Like, I bought out eBay for like the one kobold card, and like all of the like extended art framed ones. And I mean, it was probably not a super wise, you know, investment, but whatever.
Yeah. So this convention, Adepticon, one of the little cultural things that sprung up is people give out stickers. So anyone who has like a Twitch stream or Instagram or YouTube channel, whatever, everyone has a sticker with their logo and their name. And it's just really like a cultural thing just to trade stickers with people. Mm-hmm. And Casey and I were just walking around with a back pocket full of kobold tokens with nothing to identify it with. Paint Brave the Podcast,
not at all.
Kobold Talk, or other than the fact that the word kobold was on there.
It's on there at least twice. So
people are just like, oh, you gave me a magic card. Thank you.
Look, every single person that I gave one to thought it was fantastic. Okay.
That's very kind of them.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I don't care if they're humoring me. I had a good time. I will hide one again. I'm going to hide one. That's what I did last year. It ended up disappearing too. So somebody found it.
Didn't you hide it on the elevator?
Yeah, it wasn't hard to find.
Maybe they just cleaned the elevator. Somebody got a kobold card, and that's the important thing.
Yes. Someone is aware that this thing exists. It's out there. Seems fine.
All right. Well, I think we've reached the point in kobold talk where we need to talk about three kobolds in a trench coat. Kobold Talk episode 3, three kobolds in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Take it away, Casey.
So last year, like I mentioned earlier, you know, there was a kobold, or there were three kobolds in a trench coat as a limited model at that particular convention. I didn't end up getting one. I don't know if you did.
No, I still don't have. I would have mentioned it in our last segment.
That makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense. I'm on top of it. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. And like out of nowhere, there have been like four or five other iterations of this model to come out since then. And I'm just thinking maybe that's just a thing that I am not fully aware of. But you did some research, Brent, and found something a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I found that the internet, we'll call it a website of Reddit. Redditors have been going pretty hard on the idea of three kobolds in a trench coat. And for that, I salute them. Mm-hmm. So I found some images on the internet of like a really well doctored up stat sheet. Like it looked like a direct rip from the monster manual. I actually got out my monster manual and looked
to
up.
Check,
Yeah, I looked under T for three kobolds in a trench coat. And then I looked under kobolds to see if there was kobold, comma, three in a trench coat.
Right.
And there weren't. But so I was like, oh, okay, somebody on the internet doctored this up. But it was, you know, a full page of rules. Mm-hmm. It was well thought out. There were rules for how to investigate and discover the true identity. There were rules like, you know, three kobolds in a trench coat get three attacks. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And now it's just cool to see a little rule block for stuff like that. And it is a fun idea. And I guess people have been excited about it for a couple of years. And that is why if you go to My Mini Factory and look up kobolds and you scroll down far enough, you will keep seeing different variants of three kobolds in a trench coat, which is delightful. Oh, I mean, we were aware of the Ve Victus one first, which is a wonderful model. And WizKids actually produced three kobolds in a trench coat. But yeah, if you keep scrolling on My Mini Factory, there were like two or three or four other companies putting out additional sculpts of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. So many options.
I mean, I do like options in models. I mean, what if you know, you got to change outfits right in the middle. You slip into a place, you slip back out, you throw on a different model.
I mean,
great.
To be fair, the differences are just like how much of the snouts are poking out through the trench coat and like whether or not there's a little bit of a kobold hand with a couple of little claws sticking out of the trench coat. So in some ways it is fairly similar models, but I'm glad that there are options. And there's another variant, a different subfamily really, from was it Adventure Found Family Adventure Crafts? Yes, that's it. So this is a sculptor who does very cartoony, sort of simple in terms of not too many shapes, like smooth curves. So I'm not going to say low polygons, but like very. Yeah, I don't want to say simple because that sounds like derogatory, but it. Definitely very cartoony and not overly complicated. And there is a model there that is essentially three kobolds in a dragon-shaped Trojan horse.
Nice, okay.
So it's a little bit like the scene in Pirates of the Caribbean where they flip over the boat and there's the two guys kind of like playing turtle with a boat flipped over on top of them. Except in this case, it's three kobolds under the boat, and they've entirely decorated the shell with like dragon wings and like a dragon head and everything. And there's just
That's
like
great.
three pairs of feet underneath, like running along. And so that is the ingenious dragon disguise, Trojan horse dragon with three kobold ambushers.
Is that
So,
3D printable or is it
yes.
purchasable? Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Yep, so you can buy that on my mini factory. I assume there's also a subscription for Found Family Adventure Crafts, which has other kobolds and if they I actually like a lot of their stuff. But
Perfect, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that we didn't forget about three kobolds in a trench coat.
Yeah, no, can't forget about that. I mean, it's written down on our paper.
So I don't want this podcast to turn into us just reading through lists of online sculptors that we like for STL files, but there is a very long list. If you search, there are so many cool variants of kobolds, and just every time I'm on there, I get distracted. There's so much good stuff. But I think you had some updates about physical kobold models because some people get tired of us talking about 3D printing all the dang time, so.
I can see that. I mean, it's hard enough even having one to be like, all right, I gotta get the stuff out and do all the stuff, and then I hope it comes out, and then I gotta, clean it, cure it, do all, it's a pain. It's a pain. I would much rather just be able to buy
Some bolts.
physical. Yeah, like they're small, they're quick. I want to get down to it. But yeah, I mean, there's been a few, not I mean not a ton of companies. Like WizKids obviously has theirs. Reaper has theirs. I think you just showing them. Knowlzer's has theirs, which are like okay, yeah, they're fine. And then there's the Epic Encounters. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
they've got some physical ones. But I'm thinking specifically of an update on the unfortunate frameworks ones.
Ah,
Because
yes.
I haven't seen a lot about them in a while, and they're still kind of like, for what they are, pretty nice looking kobolds when of course they're put together. And we've talked at length about these, but newer this year, or since I haven't seen it since last year, there are reviews for these kobolds, and I just wanted to talk about them a little bit so that maybe if you were thinking about getting these specific kobolds, you might
Yeah.
think
These are
maybe get.
the hard plastic polystyrene kobolds, multi-parts. Not a ton of options, but some options. This is the MSRP of $50, but they seem to be on sale most of the time these days. And
Yeah, on Amazon, I think they're still
seven of them for $50 at MSRP.
right now. Okay, right now,
Okay.
as I'm looking on Amazon, the Frameworks kit is $35.
There you go. See, I wouldn't have given him such a hard time about that. Yeah. I mean, still not, like, great, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the best. I mean, considering, like, the Reaper models, I think, are, like, $10 or something for, like, the whole set of them. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna... All right. Okay, for $35, tell me if these reviews make sense.
Yeah, what do we got? Do people like it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the first review, right, is a one-star review.
Out of five?
Out of five.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, out of five. And it's a verified purchase, so, you know, I figure it's probably pretty real. But the first thing was I picked this up at a decent discount off MSRP. And honestly, it's still not worth the price. If I could return it, I would. Putting them together is hellish. Typical model cement will not work on these as the parts are just too small. I'm almost 45 minutes in using super glue and activator and barely have the first one assembled. The feet by Crom. Attaching the feet should be made a war crime by the Geneva Convention.
I forgot about that. I forgot yeah. about that, honestly. Yeah, some of them do have separate feet.
Kind of like slippers.
Yeah. Yep.
God. That's pretty bad.
I forgot about that. Now, I definitely did assemble them with plastic cement. I don't know if he was using the, you know, the testers that comes in the tube, and it's, you know, you get a big old blob coming out of the tube every time you squeeze it. Who knows what they were using. Not a great review, but it sounds like maybe they got them for... $35 at a decent discount off of the 50.
Yeah. Okay. Although they said that even at that discount, still not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, what would be worth it though? I mean, at $35, that's 30% off of their original MSRP, and I assume they're just selling them at that price at this point. Like, what would be worth it?
You gotta do something with them. These? Yeah.
I mean, they look like decent models once they're assembled. At least.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
It's just that they all fit in the palm of your hand very easily.
and them in your pocket and be on your way.
Those feet are falling off in that case. But okay, you know, that review was kind of like poetry in its own way.
It felt like it, yeah.
Do we got any like 5-star reviews maybe? Something to balance it out?
No, there's unfortunately the highest review on Amazon is a 2-star.
Okay.
Review.
Well, it's better. It's double.
Yeah. Actually, if you look at it like that, that's not bad. Yeah. We're getting somewhere. They also mentioned the feet being pretty terrible, and the sprue attach points were not great throughout the whole thing. Yeah. And that, you know, makes sense. Like, you're not really feeling good about it. The last review that's on here, though, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's got some nuggets in it. The only reason I finished this set in one sitting is because I never want to come back to them. I just wanted it to be done. This is a 1-star review as well. And then the writer follows with, I feel like Ralphie from A Christmas Story. I imagined these were going to be fun to put together and my players would like them. I thought they would be sizable, yet still small. Instead, I shot myself in the eye. Which... You know, I get what he's going for. You know, that feeling.
Man, when you invoke Ralphie, the first thing I was thinking of was the decoder ring.
That's much more appropriate for this, like I thought I was getting one thing and it turned out to be another thing.
Yeah, he spends all the time saving the clues to get his decoder ring, and he decodes the secret message from the radio and it tells him to eat more Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Drink Ovaltine. And that's the disappointment. So I never thought about the parallels of Ralphie wants a couple of things in that movie, and they both turn out disappointing, huh?
See, I mean, the Red Rider definitely does, but the BB gun, like, I don't think he was disappointed about that. I think he almost proved his parents right, you know, by shooting himself. And it was, like, on his cheek or whatever. It wasn't even the eye. Come on now. That always bothered me about that. It's like, I did it. I shot my eye. I was like, no, you didn't. Shut up. Don't say that.
Yeah, actually, he was super happy with how cool the BB gun was. He's just the disappointment was that his parents were going to be right. You're absolutely right. These classics, you can keep coming back to them year after year and get something new every time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have the feeling that year after the year, we'll keep coming back to these Kobold reviews on Amazon.com and seeing if we got any gems.
I mean, I kind of hope so. If the price keeps going down, like, we're definitely going to get more reviews. Yeah. Just keep checking it every
That's how economics works. You got the curve that goes up, the curve that goes down. They meet in the middle. That's the price point. Supply, demand, and right in the middle. That's where you get the 3-star reviews.
You think the good ones, the ones that are true.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, you told me that not all WizKids kobolds get bad reviews on Amazon.
No, the other ones that they sell are all like 4.5 stars, and they're like
what?
They're not as good looking. But yeah, they're all like 4.5-ish.
Are those the Nulzers?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
The Nulzers one. But then there's one last physical kobold that I promise you I will be buying as soon as, you know, financially responsibly possible. WizKids sells a Pathfinder foam replica. Life-sized kobold.
Mm-hmm.
One in red and one in blue. And they are on Amazon, and they have straight-up 5 stars. Because, of course, they would. They look really good. Only problem, the list price is $600. They're on sale for $430 or something.
It's a lot of money for a kobold. But comes pre-assembled, comes pre-painted. Yeah, pre-painted.
Like, nicely.
3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels pretty perfect, honestly. And I mean, if you were to buy Frameworks models and stack them up to 3 feet tall, I think you'd still spend less on this one.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's clearly worth it.
Yeah. You know, I already have selfies.
Yes.
Of me, and I think also you, in front of kobolds identical to the ones being sold on Amazon there.
I'm pretty sure
I think I've collected
same.
Both the red and the blue.
And those are the only options, yes.
Yeah.
So we have pictures of them.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to buy a $400 3-foot-tall kobold, which color would you get, Casey?
I mean, the classic red kobold. Feels like the right choice, but honestly, I'd go blue. The ice kobold. It's different. It's cool. Cool blue. I think it would fit.
Yeah, you tricked me. Yeah.
Which one would you go for? You do the red or the blue?
Oh, sounds... Yeah. Well, I'd probably just get a different one from you. Like, I'll let you choose
that
first.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we do have a couple of reviews here. 5-star roar. Love this guy. A must have for any kobold themed gaming room.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely well packed and solid construction. Does a good job of keeping my cat away.
Cats and kobolds.
Mm-hmm. That's a good review. A good 5-star review. A must have for any kobold themed gaming room.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
God, it looks so good next to my pool table.
Yeah. Well, we got one more 5-star review here for the 3-foot-tall kobold.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a 3-foot-tall red kobold, and I got a 3-foot-tall red kobold.
Oh, man.
Love it.
I mean, what? I don't know what else you can say about that.
Poetry.
That's great.
Yeah.
I wanted a 3-foot-tall red kobold.
I wanted... Yeah, let's see if we can put some returns in there. Do some line breaks. Yeah. See if we can organize that a bit better. But yeah, okay. So I've been doing more research on kobolds, and I knew that we were going to need to share what we'd learned this year with our listeners. And so I did a little bit of kobold cramming today to make sure that I had interesting tidbits. And so I bought a couple of $5 Vidgie games off of Steam, and I played them today. And so I want to tell you about Kobold Castle. Now, Kobold Castle is a story about you're a kobold and you live on a castle, and gnolls are trying to get into your castle, and you got to fight them off. So at the beginning of the game, you get a choice. You get to play as Stabby the Kobold, Punchy the Kobold, Shooty, or Smashy the Kobold. So Stabby's got a spear, and I think he's a very archetypical kind of kobold with a spear. Punchy is the martial arts master of the bunch. Shooty, I was expecting a bow. Shooty has like a cannon, a very short range cannon. And I would say Shooty is the cutest of the bunch. And Smashy has a big hammer and a big helmet, and his special is that he can turtle up, and he just like drops down, and the helmet covers everything, and he's protected from the gnolls. So the video game is essentially a side scroller, like a side scroller platformer kind of video game, except it doesn't scroll anywhere. It's just one frame. And it's the frame of you standing on top of the ramparts defending your castle. And
Right,
what
when he's
happened?
coming up at you.
Yeah, that like ladders keep coming up on the ramparts, and you have to fight off the gnolls and kick the ladders down. And so it's a lot of jumping around from one side of the screen to the other to, play whack-a-mole with these gnoll ladders that are coming up to your castle. And it's kind of fun. I don't know
It's fun enough.
Yeah, I got to level 5. I think I actually like Punchy the best. I really like the jumping ability on Punchy. He's got a lot of mobility, easy to get from one side of the screen to the other, start kicking down them dang gnoll ladders. And I got to level 5, but there was a boss after level 5, and he flying around with magic and stuff, and couldn't be bothered, so
It's just, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it's one of those like you pick it up and you play it when you want the kobold experience, and then you put it down for a while. That makes sense.
And I think
Especially for what you say, like $3, $5.
about $5, I think.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah. And I don't know how many levels there are, but it's getting me a little too amped up, a little too high stakes. The ladders, they keep coming. You got to be on your game.
They
You avoid
just keep
getting hit.
coming.
I was getting decently good at it, but the stress levels weren't right for me. So I closed that down, and I downloaded another game called The Kobolds Left Behind.
All
So
right.
this is like an adventure puzzle storytelling game. And the main view is a little bit like the main view in a Pokemon game or an early Zelda game, kind of the top down, you're walking around, you're exploring. But very quickly, you meet three kobolds, and there's full voice acting on the kobolds, and you're talking with them. And I don't quite want to use the word furry, but if you were to make a scale from D&D kobold to human, somewhere in the middle, we'll say somewhere in the middle. And there were two what appeared to be female kobolds and a dude for your three kobold friends, the kobolds left behind, as it were. And the two female kobolds were showing midriff. We're somewhere in the middle on that
You're
scale.
getting into a weird, like the weird Steam category that you're not quite sure of.
So I wasn't quite sure. And I mean, it is very cutesy, the animation style, the kobold names, like it. The voice acting, very, very cute. It's trying to figure out what it was. And then, like 10 minutes in, one of the kobolds No, it was the main character, but one of the characters drops an F-bomb like 10 minutes in.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was no profanity up until then. It was just
Just
like,
all of a
oh, you
sudden.
silly kobolds, what are you doing here? Like, oh, I stole a shiny. Like, oh, yeah, give that back. Like, oh, okay, I'll give it back. What? These are rocks. Like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, I have a present for you. Hands them a lit bomb. And that's just, what the F are you giving me a bomb for?
Somebody
I'm like, oh,
else took over for a minute and started
that was
writing.
actually, I cracked up because like I was not sure what the target audience was. It could have gone either way up until that point. And it's just like, oh, okay, all right, we're
I mean, yeah, with Kobold showing midriff, like, you know, that could have gone hard one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, Princess Jasmine shows midriff, and that can go either way. So,
That it could. It could have. But it went the Disney way. The complete opposite direction.
Right. So midriff does not lock you into any particular
No, it puts you
direction
on the
necessarily.
middle of the teeter totter
Right.
though, you
It
know.
does.
Yeah. Oh,
And
man.
look, I'm ashamed to admit it, but it is a puzzle game. And I'm pretty sure that the first puzzle completely stopped me.
That's pretty great.
I'm pretty sure I needed to get through one of the hallways to get a tool that was in the next room, and there's four steam vents that keep venting steam, and I gotta press some combination of missed buttons to
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
like I'm in Riven again. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I
I'm
figured
thinking
out
of
what a
like
couple of them
text-based
did, and then I was,
adventures, you know?
yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think the game is popular enough for there to be full walkthroughs easily accessible on YouTube, but
I
maybe.
mean, I feel like that's worth looking up because I was surprised by some of the ones that I found.
But
No
anyway,
calm left behind.
the game is The Kobolds Left Behind, and I was getting the feeling that there were some serious themes in there because the three kobolds that you find are the last survivors of their race after their dragon friends built spaceships and left them behind. And
I mean, the premise of this sounds incredible, honestly.
I was intrigued, and I was gonna keep going right up until there's like, wow, this I don't like puzzle games. It's just like you're into whatever else is going on, and then here's this new thing that completely stops your progress until you click some buttons to make the thing go away. And I don't know, that is just not a game type that I like. So like, God of War or the Kobolds Left Behind with the stupid steam trap, any of that stuff.
Oh man. So there is a launch trailer for the game that has 949 views.
Yeah, I
That's the
am
only
the
video.
I'm the last view on that one, and the trailer has a lot of the major plot points from the first 20 minutes in it. Well,
They're like,
plus,
well, we know you're gonna get stumped at that
okay,
first
so
level. We
the
gotta, you know.
I watched that trailer because I was curious, and it has a lot of the plot points from the first 20 minutes, and it also appears to show a major character death. And I was watching the trailer, like, you can't show me one of the kobolds dying. Like, what are you doing?
The one of the last three, yeah, that's all right. Well,
It's like,
unless,
well,
you know, it's like a divergent paths, you know, you made a choice, you finished a puzzle in time, and then that particular kobold makes it through. You never know.
oh, that was my fault that I
It
could
could
have
have been.
avoided that outcome, huh? Yeah,
Yeah, those
maybe.
steam vents, they stopped you, and your third buddy just,
Whew.
you got fried.
That might be the case. It might be, yeah. So, I don't
Benefit of the
know.
doubt,
There are Kobold games out there, that's the point. And I was searching Steam, and the price point for a Kobold game is $5. Like, there are several other Kobold games for $5. There's also a couple that are marked as upcoming this year. So 2024 could be a good year for Kobold games on Steam.
I mean, I'm looking forward to that. I did find one that was a little more expensive. It's a VR title. So if you got your old VR ready to go, there's a horror game called Kobold Chapter 1. It's a VR experience. It's kind of like you play as like an investigator and you're in this weird house and the stuff's going on. Yeah, it's like a horror game. You're finding clues. And they use a lot of live action footage, like just real people within the VR environment too. So it has a pretty cool feel to it. And you're using like a flashlight that doesn't work all the time. So it looks better than you would think it does. And actually there are quite a few videos on YouTube about this game, like showing it. It's about half an hour long. It's not that long of a game. And the main idea is that there's a kobold in the game. It's not like you are a kobold. You're just a person. And it's based off of like the old Germanic lore for kobolds. So it's definitely more like grounded in reality while being like, you know, a horror thing. So yeah, if you like horror movies and kobolds, it's a pretty good one to check out.
Good call. You know, we haven't mentioned the actual important famous game yet.
We haven't?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3. There are kobolds in that game, and there is at least a shopkeep in a town somewhere that is a kobold.
I think there's a lot more than that.
There probably are.
Yeah. I was also, so we both own the game Baldur's Gate 3, and neither of us have had the time to get into it yet. But
I haven't even started it. I deleted it once too to make room for like some video files, and then I reinstalled it. It's so dumb. The one that comes up though, like if you search for it on YouTube, it's a very cool looking red kobold in like a circus outfit and hat.
Yeah.
And he sells the wares off of the people who have died in the circus. Like, he loots their bodies and sells it to you. Sells all the stuff that they had. And his name is Popper the Kobold. It's actually pretty great. I'm looking forward to meeting this Popper in the actual game when I get around to it.
That's going to be our motivation for actually getting into it, I think.
Honestly, I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good enough, like, little scene that's on there. It's like a minute long, too, of, like, him talking and being like, oh, don't worry, the circus is perfectly safe. That's not what I meant to say. I just need a little Treato. You know, it's
fine.
Yeah,
I kept saying Treato. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Real good.
Yeah. No, I like that. Kobolds coming up in the video game world. You know, I think there's some maybe hits and misses, if you want to call it that. You know, the VR game I was talking about is actually like pretty well rated. Seems like people liked it. But yeah, a little bit more removed from the kinds of kobolds that we end up talking about. But still, he's in there. You get to see his face and then he chomps you. Spoilers.
All right. So I think we can transition now into bringing back our own game, something that we tried a little bit last time. So last time we started out our community on a little game to just come up with some funny names for famous movies, but you swap out one word for the word kobold. Yeah. And, you know, I was going searching through that old comment section, and there were some wonderful ones in there.
Yeah,
I mean, you got your curious kobold of Benjamin Button. You got the kobold of Bagger Vance. You got Crouching Tiger, Hidden Kobold.
I like that one. That's good.
Yeah, that's real good. Kobolds at Tiffany's. Pretty kobold. Saturday Night Kobold. Kobold named Wanda. Clear and Present Kobold. The Hunt for Kobold October. The Kobold Identity. Scent of a Kobold.
I like that. That's good.
Kobold on Elm Street, The Kobolds Take Manhattan. That's should be a movie like that. Yeah.
Yeah, actually. I mean, are Muppets kobolds? Like, in some cases?
We could do a whole show on that.
We probably could.
We're going to look into this issue.
Maybe next episode. Yeah. We'll
there was the one, like, weird little rat Muppet.
Yeah, he's got a kobold. What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I swear I've seen those movies 1,000 times. Rizzo, right? Rizzo the Rat?
That sounds right. I'd believe sure. it.
Yeah, I mean, it. It's, yeah. it's definitely ratty enough mm-hmm. sounding.
Yeah. We got Kobold versus Predator, Kobolds on a Plane, Kobold Jones in the Temple of Doom, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Kobolds, When Harry Met Kobold, you know, on the Harry topic, Harry Kobold and the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
A Kobold's Tale, Kobold Royale, Kobold of Solace, Kobolds Are Forever, A Fistful of Kobold. You get the
idea. I would
idea.
Watch those, yeah.
Yeah.
A Fistful of Kobolds?
I'd watch all of those, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a new year, we got a new topic. We're gonna keep it simple as we're still warming up to the whole idea. Going to TV shows. That's all we're doing. Going to TV shows. You know, The Fresh Kobold of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
NYPD Kobold. Freaks and Kobold. Orange is the New Kobold. Law and Order Special Kobolds Unit. Alternatively, Law and Order Kobold Victims Unit. You know,
right. That makes more sense, I think.
So I don't think we need to get too far into this, you know, Buffy the Vampire Kobold, this is your turn now. This is your turn. I'm just saying, like, take a TV show. It has to be more than one or two words so that we understand what's going on. Like, it can't just be The Wire and you replace
the Kobold.
Yeah. What is that? We don't know what you're working from. It's not funny, right?
Although if I said Kobold Game, maybe that works.
Squid Game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be, yeah.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah.
See, okay, yeah, we're just throwing out some, yeah.
So this is your opportunity. Get yourself, you know, finish walking your cat, get back to indoors where you got access to the web zone, get on YouTube. Unfortunately, we're using Paint Bravely, the podcast, to host Kobold Talk.
What are you going to do? Kobolds are getting expensive.
Yeah. YouTube.com/whatever, Paint Bravely the podcast. Get on there. Get in the comment section and let us know what TV show you would improve with some kobolds.
I like it.
Yeah. Because we have a very clever community and a community that's very dedicated to the kobold arts. And
that's true.
Sometimes we just like to hear what you have to say on this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Big Kobold Theory or Big Bang Kobold?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Honestly, I would pay money for Buffy the Vampire Kobold.
Yeah.
I think that feels like a thing that would work. Should go to Netflix with that one.
Yeah, you know, whether or not kobolds can grow long hair and have sweet hairstyles is an open question. And I feel like you'd have to give the hair and makeup department the option to do what they want. You got to give them free rein.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your prosthetics people, your set design people, whatever, they're in charge of monster design and getting the snout of the kobold, but then you just gotta let the hair and makeup people do the rest. Like, you get the bone structure of the kobold. Somebody, you know, that's a top level decision. But then you gotta trust your employees to really make the character shine. And I think that.
According to this book, kobolds have two appendices. I didn't know that.
What does that mean?
To a multiple appendix?
Oh, okay. I
appendices? I don't know. That's probably, I mean, whenever do you have appendixes?
I was thinking appendages. Yeah, sorry. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
That's also true, but, you know.
I feel like they have at least four appendages. But
generally speaking, yeah. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, is there a plural for appendixes? Or is that just multiple appendix?
Is that the end of the fact? Or does it say if the appendix does anything in a kobold?
No. It's got some stuff on here, and then it basically says...
vestigial? Does it have a list of other vestigial organs that a kobold has?
Of the book. Appendix K. A picture of a kobold pointing... There's an arrow pointing to the appendix, and then an arrow pointing to extra appendix, and then an arrow pointing to the foot. It says, footnote, kobolds are so useless they have a redundant appendix. They have two.
I like that book.
I do too.
Good work back in that one. Good work back in that one.
Yeah, it did take a minute, but yeah. I'm pretty happy.
The only Kickstarter I backed recently was Cursebreaker from Relic Blade, you know?
So did
I. And not a single kobold.
You know...
You have to get on Sean about that one.
Yeah, I think that might be something that we need to do.
Yeah. Look, what's it going to take to get some kobolds in Relic Blade? You know?
I mean, I feel like they fit.
You gem right in there. Yeah. Just right in between the Gilblins and the shrimp people.
If there are shrimp people.
There are shrimp people.
Yeah. No, I mean, if there are.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
If shrimp people, therefore kobolds.
Oh, come on, Sean.
Well, he's building for the long term. He's got to be like a 10-year anniversary, the 10-year Relic Blade anniversary, finally giving the people what they really want. I mean, that is a whole other thing that we will have to get into later, is just picking creators of games to harass until they put kobolds in their games.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a good idea.
Not harass. No. Campaign.
You can't say that.
Crowd. Like change.org.
We do a petition.
Petition. Yeah, grassroots effort to,
Just pick it.
Not harass. Don't harass
that's
anyone.
That's not harassment.
Yeah, that's just good advice. That's good business sense.
Not buying this game until there are kobolds as main characters.
Yeah. You know what you need to do.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah. Do it, you coward.
Yeah, that's the side. Just draw some kobolds. Do it. Your cards, all of you.
Dear Sean, the kobold picks the pocket of the sleeping dwarf, helping himself to gleaming coin.
And we know where you live. Thank you again for joining us on another episode of Kobold Talk. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help us out by leaving us a review on iTunes, subscribing to the YouTube channel, and sharing this message with your koboldy friends. And as always, we appreciate each and every one of you for listening, and I screwed it up, but that's fine. Remember, you know Take Candle.
You know Take Candle.